remember. He's got a mama who's still alive who barely remembers him. He doesn't remember his daddy either, and he's upset because his mama can't remember being married to her daddy. They were married 50 fucking years, and can't remember that they were. And so, and he asked him, and he's like, well, you know, I don't remember ever having a conversation with him either. As a matter of fact, it was like, okay, see, the displacement can't allow any permeable knowing. You know, if you had your mother in your life and she's still alive, okay, she may have a little issue now with memory loss and that kind of stuff, but she's been your mother your whole fucking life. You wouldn't know that your mother's granddaddy, that your granddaddy was Jewish or not?
Yeah, that's okay, yeah.
How would you fucking not know that?
Yeah.
Because he was watching cartoons since he was a baby. He was distracted from the cartoon world.
Fine, but early same, TV, but you still have fucking holidays.
They didn't have any fucking holidays.
The cartoon was only on Saturday morning. It wasn't on every day, Bob.
No, he had like these cartoons. They're on all week long. He did it. He watched them everywhere. But no, his parents were socialists. Like they didn't do anything.
There wasn't TV like that. The TV was not like that, Bob. It was not like that in those days. It was had three.
Yeah, for...
In Canada, you really didn't have no damn TV. At least you had three channels in the USA. And they cartoons was on Saturday morning. You had a little bit before school, like a little bit.
Three
Stooges or Little Rascals or some of those kind of marks. But they was not on all day, all time.
As he got older, all he did was study cartoons before he went to England when he was 17 and was scouted by the professionals. So he was quite distracted. He was like a genius kid who got hijacked, you know, like Sidney, whoever, the hockey player.
They certainly beat the fucking genius out of him.
Yep.
Okay, two questions still on this subject here. Were the two veils in place at the same time? The one that was rent and then the one that's been extended?
We would say they still are. The thing about eternalness, that the same engine, now listen close, the same engine that allowed the first tabernacle to hold the first Ark of the Covenant is the same tabernacle that holds the power that's being absorbed by the tech body. Do you remember those urns outside of the temple, the last temple? Those urns that outside of the Holy of Holies that held the water? How many urns were there? There was the altar. The altar held the shoe bread. How much shoe bread? And how long did they leave it there? For a week. Right? That's the conditions. Those are still applicable.
Hey, Bert, you say one was rent and the other was split of the two veils?
Yes.
Okay, rent and split. Rent.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, Ian, I just thought of this because I searched my notes and I couldn't find it, but I remember you saying just since you've been back from last year that the seals are being broken. So my question is there a difference between piercing the veil and breaking the seals? Is there a difference?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, that's the value. That's what you're feeling now that you're causing. Now, we will give Carolyn a lot of grief of causing the coronavirus, and she did. But they're also that the seventh sign, that's where those seals are broken. And you make the angels break those seals. And you, God, makes those seals be broken. The timing is set. You get that? And that set timing is the seventh seal that breaks. Now, you can look up the seventh seal and tell us what that is.
You want me to do that right now?
Carolyn, did the coronavirus, that was one of the seals breaking?
It was. Well, she had the angel do it. She had the angel do it.
Yeah. Well, the angel hijacked her power. Is that a better way to say it? He rode the power to break the seal?
We don't like that. try again.
Well, Carol did it, and then you say the angels grabbed it and stuck it into the Wulan lab, and then the people hyped it on the tech body. Those are the three phases.
Yeah, but that's the other side.
Okay, that's in this world. In the spiritual world of seals, it was a different sequence.
Okay, Bert, it's Revelations chapter 5 through 8.
Okay, I have that. It was Revelation chapter 8 where you designated as the seventh seal.
Mm-hmm. But 5 lays off all the 7 seals for what's going on if somebody interested. And this ain't okay. The trumpets. Know it. This is not the trumpets.
But verse 1 of chapter 8, it says, and when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven.
No, chapter 5, Bert. Revelation 5.
No.
Verses 1 to 8.
No, wait. No, those are the listings of them, but he's going through the seventh seal, which is 8:1, Bob. You're
Revelation
right, Bob.
8, you're right. Yeah, and
5,
Revelation 8:1.
1. Gives them all, but he's doing the seventh one. That's the one that's important, apparently.
Yeah.
Go ahead now.
Okay, chapter 8, verse 1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour. And I have a note about chapter 6, verse 1. Let me go to that real quick. I took a note from that. One moment. Chapter 6. Damn, I can't even find a 6. Okay. There we go. Chapter 6, verse 1. Okay, and I saw when the land had... Okay, chapter 6, verse 1. And I saw when the land opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying,
yeah,
come and see.
Mm-hmm.
It should be 8:1. Mm-hmm. Why are you going to 6:1?
Because I had a note...
It's going to all sides, Bob. He's doing all sides. The elements of the seals have multiple capacities. Remember Jeannie's chart? He went sideways. Sasha's notes went sideways. He's laying off the different conditions because you're going to come and see. That's all we've been saying lately. Look out! Y'all come! Oh, my God! What's happening? Look out! Opie's to giving every earthquake all over the world, counting the earthworms coming up, waiting on the red tide coming in. They're counting the painted pots in Yellowstone National Park. Ooh, the painted pots is changing colors. Y'all better get somewhere. Things is rumbling. It's a ready to rumble. It's a Saturday night fever. Is that what you call it? Okay. Now, you were saying about John and Patmos? Go ahead. Come and see?
Yes.
So stay there. Be careful, you're driving now.
Okay, I was just touching on chapter 8, verse 1, and then in my notes it had chapter 6, and I read so I'm finished with the seventh vial.
Read a little more.
Of chapter 6?
What's it about? Whatever
chapter
you
six.
Want to read. We don't care. We don't care.
All right.
Well, okay, then let's ask this. Who are the 7 fallen angels?
Who are the 7 fallen angels?
Carolyn knows.
I don't
she
recall. Ever.
She's not going to tell, though. She won't tell. She pimps them out. She pimps them out like a whore in church, but she ain't gonna say. And she don't have to either. She do what she wants to. She don't have to. Those have become key, cause you gotta, listen, hey Biggin, you gonna have to navigate this thing, cause once this takes on a flavor of its own, you gonna have to navigate this. Ain't nobody gonna navigate it for you. We tell you to learn the OA movements. You learn the OA movements. We tell you to learn the keys and errors. You did and have and do. Okay? You have the airs at your disposal. You have energy and power. You run around there stomping around there killing frogs and breaking up your driveway and whooping angels' asses. Okay, big one, you got it. Learning to recognize dead people. Your meat sack body shifting and changing. People can just hardly stand you, so you know you're on the right path. They think about as much of you as they do Bob, and that ain't saying too much, big, I'm just saying. And that's a good day because you're so busy ascending, you don't notice. You see? Well, that becomes delicious. See what I mean? That becomes delicious. It becomes, so you take the nectar of a sweet perfume and you fill a room. Men, folks, ain't supposed to smell like that. Okay? But if you get around somebody, that's very, alluring. Just because, now, Carolyn would say that's easy, that's just a pheromone kind of stuff. You know what I mean? It's just a pheromone thing that's natural within the meat sack body. But yours is different. It's taking on a whole different, glamour. The glamour, someone, you know, that's what the lamp buyers, the vampires do. They glamour people with their dead power. Cause see, they're dead. They glamour people. And you would do that naturally, just the way your pheromones have shifted and changed.
Okay. I get that. But when we step back, because you inferred that it had something to do with the seven fallen angels and their names, which you're saying I have to navigate. Is that part of this, what you just laid out?
Yeah.
Okay, but Ian, that's okay. The names, I've never heard you outline the names, so that's something that I have to navigate and figure out. Then, is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
And tell us about the second seal.
Okay, second seal. One moment.
It's 6:3-4.
Thank you.
See. You said we was good for nothing.
Okay. Verse 3. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. Verse 4. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. Verse 5.
What's happening now? Wait, you see what's happening now? See what's taking place? And there's no good, and here's the thing, there's no good goddamn reason for it. They're whooping bronze statues, Bert.
Yes.
Whooping bronze statues. Who the fuck gives a shit that they whoop? What, you gonna burn up a bronze statue? Pour kerosene on a bronze statue? Well, by God, you showed that statue bronze. You gonna piss on a statue with damn creosote or stupid kerosene and set it on fire like you've done something. Stupidest damn thing you ever seen in your life. And they're just running around out of their mind. Driven by this thing. They don't even know what it matters. They don't know what it is. Black lives matter. Okay. Guess what? If black lives, your life matters, when they say black lives matter, we'd stop and say, does your life matter? Then shut up, because they'd be like, uh-oh. And then we'd stand and say, well, you know what? I got a little news flash for you. If black lives matter so much, you shouldn't have to goddamn tell me. I should know it. You don't have to tell me. I would know it. Let your life matter, then you're going to have to tell me. So you put your goddamn signs up, because we're done with that. We're good. Because if your life don't matter, you're putting a sign up telling us that it does matter, you shouldn't have to tell us. See? We should know. So putting a sign up doesn't validate the position. Okay, so now you're bumping in, you're starting to see some things. Bob, has anybody ordered the Revelation series? You can give them all that money. Did anybody buy any of it? We need to know. Cover it all right
let's
now.
Let's see.
Get your PayPal
let's
account.
See. Let's look in the books here. Bring out the books here. if we go back to, well, when the money was given out, we'll start then, right? So that was in March.
Okay, that's all right.
Yes, March 17th, Luigi.
Not everybody got it, not like everybody got it at the same time, but a lot of people did.
Yeah,
so we got a
I'm starting
play.
On March 17th, Luigi bought some recordings.
Yeah. Good.
And then he bought some more, and then Scott Talkington bought some, then Mark Sweat, then Jamie Braniff, then Sandy Brown, more Luigi. Alyssa. Leah out there in British Columbia. Virginia Cross, former patient.
She didn't even get no money. She didn't even get no money, so
that's right.
Matter.
Yeah, Linda. Leo. Linda, with the I, or L, or whatever
Linda
it is.
With an I,
and
with an A.
More
Linda
Luigi.
With an A, oh, yeah.
Now, Darius, he bought some, but we haven't been hearing from Darius. I think he gave up a couple weeks ago. He just collapsed.
No, it's
and Luigi,
okay. Sometimes you got to catch up. It's overwhelming sometimes, you see.
Yeah. And then Heather. Then Roy and Trina, Jermaine, more from Scott, Ara, then Sam Moyle, he's a new guy, and that's it. So that's from, that is, started, let's see, how many people is that? One, two, so 938, about 20 people. 20 fucking
good.
People in
no,
3 months,
good.
Bert.
That's
look at
good.
That. Fucking
beautiful.
Asshole.
That's beautiful.
30. I made nothing.
No,
I couldn't eat
beautiful.
All that month. I had no money.
No, I know. But you don't eat anyway, so that's fine. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Now let's pick it up a little bit. If that's the case, then you got some folks participating, so that's good. Okay, now, hey, Biggin, go to Ezekiel 38. We're going to blow this motherfucker up.
Ezekiel 38. Ooh, yes, you've referenced that in the past. Hold on 1 second. Going. Ezekiel's where all the chemistry is.
Mm-hmm. Karen likes that. She's fond of it. She can compound, too.
Okay.
Did you know that?
Yes. I've always heard you reference
it. She don't like to brag about it, but she can. It's great. She'd tear you up. And pick you in the lab, she'd tear you up.
Okay, I and Ezekiel 38, all of it or a certain verse?
Just start and see what happens. Bob ain't stopped you, so get on with it.
Okay. That's right. He shut down the Bible. Okay. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog.
That's right.
Chief.
Now listen, the land of what?
Magog.
Yeah. Where do you think Donald Trump got MAGA from?
Magog, M-A-G-O-G.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where you think Donald Trump got MAGA. Where'd you get MAGA?
Yeah.
Make America great.
Good point.
Where do you think he got that from?
Yeah.
He's going slow. Now, easy. Bob's all in this now. Bob, you need to shut up. You're telling too much tonight. I don't know what the fuck wrong with you. You go get Greg Duffel. We'll talk about his penis some more. That'll be interesting. People like hearing his gossip much better than this shit.
Yeah.
Okay, go a little further if you dare, Mr. Corso.
Did I feed John of Patmos me as O'Fennell? Did I help him when he was scrawling his insanity, the revelation? Was O'Fennell around there keeping him alive with some water or something?
Yeah. And Portia.
Every major event.
Portia,
I was there, Bert.
Portia and Portia's Festus, too.
Portia. The
Portia.
Gorgia?
Festus. Portius Festus.
I don't know that name. Forgot her.
Mm. Okay.
Was she around Patmos? Are we talking about Patmos?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
P-O-R-C-I-U-S. No.
Oh, Portius.
P-O-R-C-I-U-S.
C. Porcius.
And
okay.
Last name, Festus. Now go on with 38. Careful.
Okay, I'll go back. Okay, verse 2. Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and the prophecies against him.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Verse 3.
Who was Meshach? Who was Meshach? Noah's second son. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They put him in a furnace. Go ahead.
And prophesy against him. Verse 3, and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O God, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. Verse 4, and I will turn thee back and pull hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth and all thy army, horses and horsemen, all which them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Verse 5, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Verse 6, Gomer and all his bands, the house of Togarmah, the north of the north quarters and his bands, and many people with thee. Verse 7, be thou prepared and prepare thyself, thou, and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. Verse 8, after many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter days thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste. But it is brought forth out of the nations, and thou shalt dwell safely all of them. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee.
Where do you think the cloud came from?
That would be your cloud.
That's right. Has to be. It's in Ezekiel. Okay, keep going.
Verse 10. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. Verse 11.
Uh-huh.
And thou shalt
and
say.
See what's happening? And look here, because we turn around and look. Bob's been saying crazy, fucked up shit for 1,000 years. Crazy shit. Now, you look around today, Bob's starting to sound sane. You look to God, look to Bob for guidance. You look to God, look to Gog. That's why we're going to call him my Gog. He's going to be my Gog from now on. We're going to make America Bob again. Make America Bob again. There you go, Magog. The Magog. This may catch on. We can have purple at mygog.com. Maybe. That'd be fun. That thing will be gone. Somebody be there. Bought that, boss. You forget. We said it too quick. Sorry. We don't have it secured yet, but we can get it back if we need it. Don't worry about it. But see, what happens, he's been saying all this crazy shit for all these years, and people just let it go and go, well, Bob's just ridiculous. Well, he's not. Karen had him on the medicine, and the lithium just isn't working anymore, so we're going to get something different here because it's just not working. Now, all of a sudden, Bob's starting to sound sane. He's sounding sane. FEMA cramps seem like a relief. Weird. Keep going a little further. You see that now for no reason people got crazy thoughts. They're thinking things, shooting stuff in their face, running around shooting themselves or killing themselves, shitting in people's doors, moving in other people's houses, killing people, beating things. You're seeing this occur. And here's the thing. It's like the Democrats are loving it because they're using anything they can use to be going against Trump. And the Republicans are gassed because they're like, what the fuck is this? This is stupid. These people making up shit. We're going to impeach the president. Why? Because it's a good idea. Might as well. Why not? Well, y'all did everything. See, it's all being uncovered. But that's part of the seal work. But most people are looking at this and they just can't, but then they're just astounded. They're astounded. What do you mean they took over Rodeo Drive? You can't have Rodeo Drive. That's where all the couture is. We can't do that. Well, okay, here we go. Read on a little further. You're seeing these things occur. Was Ezekiel just smart or was that things coming? Yep, here we go.
Verse 11.
Go ahead, Bert.
Verse 11, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. Verse 12, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thy hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon that the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Verse 13, Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish, with all the young lions thereof, shall say unto thee, art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil? Verse 14, therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto Gog, thus saith the Lord God, in that day when my people of Israel dwell safely, thou shalt not know it. Verse 15, and thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company and a mighty army. Verse 16, and thou shalt come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the later days, and I will bring thee against thy, I will bring thee against my land, and that the heathen may you, okay, let me read it again. Thou shalt come against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days. I will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know me, when I shall be sanctified to thee, O God, before their eyes. Verse 17, thus saith the Lord God, art thou he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servants, the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days many years, I will bring thee against them. Verse 18, and it shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face. Verse 19, for in my jealousy, and in the fire of my wrath I have spoken. Surely in that day shall there be a great shaking in the land of Israel. Verse 20, so that the fishes of the seas and the fowls of the heaven and the beasts of the field and all creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence, and the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. Verse 21, and I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. Verse 22, and I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing rain and a great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Verse 23, thus I will magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations that they shall know I am the Lord.
That's good. Okay, now, we're not going to read it, but I'm going to give you the empires. Y'all been asking for them, so now you're going to get them. We're only going to do it once. This is Daniel's interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dreams. We've never spoken of Nebuchadnezzar. Yes, we have. Yeah. Bob, what did we say about Nebuchadnezzar? What kind of king was he?
Oh, he was a great friend of mine. He helped me many different times.
he was a terrible king. And that's why
he went to.
I know. But in Daniel 2, it says they got the Chaldeans. They said they went to the willows. They said they went to the root. They went to the Evergreenies. They said they went to Walter Bort. They said he went to everybody trying to get the answer to this. And Daniel was the only one that straightened it out. But he went to all them soothsayers and astrologers and devil worshippers and all of them. And he was explaining in his first dream about a huge statue.
What numbers are these? Daniel what?
We're not in chapter two. But they don't matter.
Daniel 2.
You'll never get this, so don't worry about it. This is like Greg Duffel. We're gonna put it in Greg's inbox. That's about how meaningful it'll be.
Can I play some music before we do this?
Why?
Well, who cares? Empires. We never really wanted to know. Right, we don't want to know this.
Okay, we're good. We're taking a nap. It's all right. Go for it.
Take a nap.
Play some Dylan.
Take a nap.
Play some nice Dylan.
Play some Bob Dylan song.
Or some Zappa. How about some nice Zappa? You hadn't played any Zappa.
But
you could We Soon Be Done with Troubles and Trials. That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Might be appropriate.
All right, here we go. Okay, Bert. We can go into the umpires now.
Okay, Ian.
What was that for?
We've been talking for hours. Just wanted to give a little frequency change.
Oh, okay. What were we talking about? We took a little nap. It was great.
Umpires.
Daniel chapter 2.
What? What about the umpires?
Well, you said that there was something you never told us, and you were going to tell us once, and unfortunately you forgot what you were going to tell us, so let's move on to another topic.
We told you why the music was playing. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Should be recorded,
did you get it, Bert?
Shouldn't it?
No, I did not. But I've been reading through that.
Let's see what the Peter Gallery. Look at that, the Peter Gallery's going nuts. Holy fuck, if I fucked up the Empire knowledge, we'll never get it now. They're yelling, they're screaming.
That's your dark soul, as the dark soul just laughs.
Yeah.
Well, how many dreams did he have? Did he have a bunch? Nebuchadnezzar, was?
He had one dream.
Okay. Well, his first dream was about a huge statue, right? It was about the succession of many different empires. Now, Babylon, the Babylonian Empire, Bob's favorite, that was gold. And Midian, remember the Midian Empire? That was silver. And the Persian, we talk about the Persian Empire often, don't we? That would be bronze. And the Hellenistic Empire, that would be iron. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now those kingdoms would be judged. And who's going to judge them? What they call the Ancient of Days sits in judgment over them. And one like the Son of Man is given eternal kingship. Get that?
Yes.
Okay, that was good.
That's all the kingdoms. That was five.
No, it's not all the kingdoms, but that's all we can remember. We're distracted. Biggin, you better go to Daniel 7.
Daniel 7, all right.
Going to do a little work for it. You're going to have to work for it.
Daniel 7. Okay, Daniel 7. Okay, verse 1. In the first year, Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and the visions of his head upon his bed. And then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea. Verse 3, and four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. Oh, wow. Okay. Verse 4.
Wait a minute. What's blowing from Babylon to the United States of America right now? What's blowing from the Sahara Desert right now?
Yeah, that's sand. The sand.
Uh-huh. The winds are blowing from the kingdom of Babylon.
So the kingdom of Babylon is the Sahara?
Yeah, that's where that is,
Well, Babylon's
Bob,
in the
he knows
Sahara.
Everything. Ask Bob, he knows everything.
Bob, is Babylon in the Sahara?
My best days in Babylon were when Babylon was in the Sahara.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
It moves a bit. It moves a bit. It's big. Babylon was huge.
Mm-hmm.
So your point's well taken, but it's not as you know it. Go ahead.
Verse 4. And the first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. Verse 5. And behold, another beast, a second, like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh. Verse 6. After this I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. Verse 7. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. And it had 10 horns. Verse 8, I consider the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of its first horns plucked up by its roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. Verse 9, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool, his throne like of a fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. Verse 10, a fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousand thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. Verse 11, I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld, even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed, and given to the burning flame. Verse 12, as concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. Verse 13, I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Verse 14, And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Verse 15, I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. Verse 16, I came near unto them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of these things. Verse 17, these great beasts which all four kings which shall rise out of the earth. Verse 18, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever and even ever and ever. No, I'm sorry, let me read that again. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Verse 19, then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. Verse 20, and of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before the three fell, even of that horn that had eyes and the mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. Verse 21, and I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them. Verse 22, until the Ancient of Days came, and the judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Verse 23, thus he said, the fourth beast, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. Verse 24, and the ten horns out of this kingdom, and the ten kings shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. Verse 25, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. Verse 26, but the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. Verse 27, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Verse 28, hitherto is the end of the matter, and as for me, Daniel, my cogitations must trouble me, and my countenance changed me, but I kept the matter in my heart.
Excellent, 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 excellent. Now, so what basically what that's laid out, we're going to give you what it says, and we're not going to clean it up right now, but Bert, you can pick it apart, pick it to death once you got something to work with. Let's do it this way. Daniel 2:32-38, the Babylonian Empire. You can look that up and go from there how it all meets. It was divided, the Medes and the Persians later. So it becomes a merged thing. But that's before Belshazzar was killed. So you gotta watch that. Then you have that turned into the Persian, Medo-Persian Empire. And then after that was Alexander the Great's empire. That was the division of the kingdom. Okay? That's the belly and the thighs of bronze and brass. And that's the male goat with the large horn and four smaller horns. Daniel 8:5-8, 21-22, and 11:3-4. That was Alexander the Great's issue that he had to deal with that fell. This is where the Greek king, whose father was Philip II of Macedon. That's how that connects. Bob remembers that well, which got him all the way up to 27 BC with the Roman Empire. Woo-hoo! With the teeth of iron, or the ten horns. Then you have the great false religious system. That's the whole, basically, the Catholic Church and or the papacy. They're about in between each other. They both stand. Then you have the Vandals. The Vandals are the ones that are listed in Daniel 7:24. Then the first of the three horns plucked from the little horn is Daniel 7:8-20. That kingdom was overthrown at the behest of the papacy. Then the Heruli, that's in the same plucked up with the little horn as well. It's by the papacy. Then the Ostrogoths, that came the same, that was the other of the little horn, and Theodonic the Great became the king and was overdone. This is where you got the first touch of the Byzantine Empire. That's how that war, the 19-year-long war and the Gothic War, and it finally failed. And the Roman Empire, partial restoration, because under the backside of Justinian the First, the Byzantine Empire. Then you're moving on down to Charlemagne. Got that? Now we're starting to get in the Bob's world with Charles the Great. And that's crowned by the Pope, was the first Roman emperor in the Western Europe since the fall of the empire in 476 A.D. That brings in the Franks and the Lombards, and Bob's can pick and do that. He can do that out of his ass. He knows that by heart. But that's another one. Otto the Great. That's about 962. This is where the Germans start coming in here. That's where they start bumping in the Duke of Saxony. Bob just loves Saxony. It's so much fun. Because they were trying to compare and move themselves up and be the founder of the Holy Roman Empire, actually. Then you got Charles V. Oh, God. Same thing. That's Revelation 17:1-6, the heads of the four beasts. that goes all the way through. And now, actually, this kind of found the Jesuits, actually. And Bob's not real fond of them because it made Protestantism a normal name, but it really wasn't the case. Then you got Napoleon the First. That runs up right into the same run and goes all the way through until 1814 A.D. And then you got Otto von Bismarck. Uh-oh, it's time to get closer to home now. Y'all better look out. This is that part where Otto the Great, Charles V, Napoleon, Justinian, and Charlemagne was all before the Bismarck's rule. Those five kingdoms fell before Bismarck's rule. Then you got Benito Mussolini. What? Mm. What? 1929, Mussolini in Vatican City. What? New York City. What? That's the Third Reich. Brings you all the way up to the final world empire. Toes of iron, clay destroyed by God's kingdom. King that will kill Christians and fight Jesus. Beast with seven heads, 10 horns who rule the earth. Beast with 2 horns like lamb but speaks like a dragon. 8th head that is the beast that was and is not is himself also the 8th. Revelation 17:11. 10 horns, kings that will give their power to the beast. The full meaning of these prophecies are yet to occur. You're going to see in a minute. Oh, that was good. Okay, good. Mm. Go to the beach now.
Hmm. Thanks, Ian. That's a lot to go through, but that's big.
Well, it just lays it out. Y'all been begging for it, so it's time. So 20 people participated, so you get a little something, something. We'll have to ask Greg if it's all right. If it's not, we'll stop. And if it's okay with him, we'll go on a little bit further, of course. See how that goes. But so far, so good. Now, you got did you get your meat sack body? Now, this world system is not based on Nebuchadnezzar's anything. But what Nebuchadnezzar stood for was mammon. That's what this world is working with right now, is mammon. Nobody's working. You know why you have a gajillion people unemployed? Because they're getting paid money to not work, for God's sake. How many people are going to sign up for unemployment if you get paid to not work? Pretty amazing. So set all that aside. It's not as perilous as it appears, but it's going to be. It's just beginning, and they can't sustain it. The system can't sustain itself, you see.
Hmm. Hmm. That's an earful.
So fasten your seatbelts, and always remember that, indeed, the nearest emergency exit may be behind you.
Well,
we're going to start packing planes again.
Okay, Bob, thanks. That's a lot. Yes, that's, I'm full.
Okay, very good.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Ian.
Karen, get your butt to bed. What in the hell's going on? She can't be up this late. It's time for Roxy. She's supposed to be in bed.
She went to bed a long time ago. Okay?
Oh. Yeah, I don't believe
relax.
It.
Relax. Okay. Here we go. Susanna, you wanted to ask some questions, Susanna, or something.
Oh, Susanna, won't you cry for me?
Hi, Ion. Hi, Bob. Yes,
hey,
I
hey,
did.
Hey, Susanna.
Darling.
So I had, interesting, you brought up what I was wanting to get into. I wanted to start with a question about that very fact of what you said. In the ascended state, will cells continue to reproduce? And I believe you said earlier that they're not, correct?
No. Perfect cells don't have to reproduce. And when you get the body full of perfect cells, you're good. You're done.
Yeah, that's done. And I also, for some reason, had looked up cellular meiosis. And I was surprised to see that the different phases of cellular meiosis, well, according to the traditional sources, say it's 8 phases. So that just kind of
right.
That again. So there was the eight coming up again. And then I read up on that and saw that it had to do with the sex. It's the, how do I explain this? When the zygote, before the zygote is made, it's the precursor cells that get the DNA from the father and then from the mother. And so,
right.
And then those
the ovum,
DNA
and the sperm,
they,
the ovum, and,
the ovum
sperm.
And the sperm, and then it's even before it creates the zygote, because that's part of what goes into the zygote. But there's crossover of the DNA strand so that they cut off and recombine, so you have half the genes from the male and half the genes from the female. And so that got me thinking, well, is that a condition of the fallen man? Because it seemed to be a disservice to lose genes because of, you know, two different parents.
Correct.
Does that make sense? Okay.
That's why you have all the begetting in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy, where they say this one begat that one, begat this one, begat that one. That's the reason they have it, so you can trace it backwards and find the unsplit DNA. So it unjuncts the DNA, as it were.
So when you refer earlier to the five bodies and the five phases, starting with the telophase, you are jumping or you are eliminating the crossover part where half the DNA is lost and combined with separate DNA.
From the little man's position. That's right. We have to explain the little man's position. Otherwise, nobody, Greg won't believe it. We can't have that.
So then beginning with the telophase and the cell splitting, that means that the entire, all the strands of DNA are duplicated and not split
replicated.
And not connected,
replicated.
Not replicated. Well,
right. When the telomeres,
right, they're replicated in whole.
As the telomeres increase, it becomes a longer cycle, and they finally get so long that it just does not split or make them cut off and make a new cell. So, like in the fifth element, you saw the loop on the fifth element with Lilu when they were making the perfect person. They flipped off away those strands, double helix strands, looped that on the little machine. That's exactly how it works. You even got
so
a
there's
nice
no
picture
possible.
Of it.
And that, so the, in this scenario with starting from telophase, the cell, does it have all 144,000 strands of double helix?
But we can't say that. We can't say that, because otherwise how do you build them? If they're already there, then you'd have them. So they have them, but they're not developed. So what has to happen is once that splits and they're extended, that's when they develop, those 144,000 they produce. The chromosomal aspects and ratios are challenged, and when they're challenged, that's when you start seeing, effective release.